أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره ولا تنقصوا المكيال والميزان إني أراكم بخير وإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم محيط. After relating to us the incident of Lut عليه السلام and that of his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to another great Nabi and Prophet of his, Shu'ayb عليه السلام. We find that every Nabi came to his people and his community when they were engaged in a certain vice, an act that had reached prevalency and that has become the norm within the community and it could no longer be contained. Allah sent a Nabi to warn the people. And as we said that the Nabi was the last, that was the last measure that was put in place before destruction arrived. So we found that the people of Lut alayhi salam, they were involved in the immoral act of homosexuality. The people of Shu'ayb alayhi salam, they were involved in, apart from kufr and shirk, they were engaged in unethical, not only unethical, but impermissible business practices. So when it came to their dealings were very dirty, the way they had dealt when it came to trade and business. Shu'ayb alayhi salam lived in a place called Madian. Allah refers to it as Madian. Today, that region is found in present-day Jordan. That is where Shu'ayb alayhi salam had resided. Madian was the city named after Madian bin Ibrahim. And Shu'ayb alayhi salam was also the father-in-law of Musa. So both Shu'ayb and Musa alayhi salam existed and lived in the same era. When Musa alayhi salam fled from Egypt, he came to this town, Madian. And there he found Shu'ayb alayhi salam, who offered him his daughter in marriage. Shu'ayb alayhi salam was known for his eloquence. Amongst the Anbiya and amongst the Prophets, he is given the title of being the most eloquent in speech. And he had a very unique way of articulating his message. So Allah says, we sent to Madian their brother, Shu'ayb. Qala ya qawm, he said to his people, what every other Nabi said when he first pronounced his prophethood, U'budullah, worship Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh, there is no other deity for you besides Allah. So after asking them to accept monotheism and tawheed, he goes on to advise them regarding the evil practices that they were engaged in. وَلَا تَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. Listen, O my people, very affectionately, he tells them, do not decrease the measure and the weight. This was the evil practice that they were involved in. Fraudulent practices. That whenever they had traded, they would manipulate the measure or the weighing systems that they had in such a way that they would cheat people, rob people, deceive people, and they would give the people less than what they actually deserved in terms of quality. So it's marketed as having this feature, that feature, or it is marketed as a product of high quality, but it is of inferior quality. All these type of fraudulent business practices was very much prevalent amongst the people and the society. إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. And he says, why are you doing this? I see you all quite well off. So they were not forced by circumstances. It's not that they were a poverty-stricken people, and that's why they employed these type of fraudulent practices within their business dealings in order to save themselves against need and want. He says, "Inni arakum bi khair." All of you are well off. Islam or any religion has not placed restrictions on the income of a person. A person is allowed to earn as much as he wants. He is allowed to do as much as he wants in order to earn wealth or the dunya. There's no restriction on that. But it must be done in a lawful manner. Bribery, fraudulent practices, all these type of dealings are totally unacceptable. And you will find that many a times it is people who are driven by nothing but greed that they end up in these type of fraudulent dealings. وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ. He says, listen, certainly I fear over you عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ مُحِيرٍ, that the punishment of an encircling day will strike you. A punishment might strike you that will encircle you from every direction. وَيَا قَوْمٍ. And he goes on stressing to his people the importance of giving full weight and measure. وَيَا قَوْمٍ. O my people, أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. That listen, giving full the measure and the weight, بِالْقِسْطِ, with justice. So whenever you are dealing, you are treating everyone justly. You are not looking at the person's financial situation and then there's inflation, or you are inflating the price, or you are raising the price because of the person's, maybe his situation, and there is dishonesty and there's deceiving. So he says, وَيَا قَوْمْ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالِ. Give the mikyal, the measure and the weight, give it in full with justice. When you do this in your dealings, there must be justice and honesty. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Don't give people short. Don't rob them of their right. What is due to them, give it to them in full. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, give more if you have to, but don't ever give less than what is due. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. And don't go about causing mischief and corruption in the land. بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. What remains with Allah is better for you. What remains with Allah is always better for you. Meaning whatever you have given in the form of charity, in the form of good, whatever extra you have given to the person, even though it was not his due, that is remaining with Allah. It is for you. Allah has invested it for you in Akhirah. Remember, that is better for you in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. I am not a watchman over you. I'm not this watchman to come and now monitor how you deal and what you're doing and what practices, and to come into your home and observe everything that you are engaged in and walk into your, like some type of a watchman or some type of a moderator. He says, وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. I'm not a watchman over you. I'm simply coming to warn you that the fraudulent business practices that you are engaged in could be a means of your suffering in this dunya and akhirah. May Allah grant us the understanding.